Right, here we are back at the SWATA Conference Sports Medicine Broadcast. We are at the 61st annual SWATA Conference. We're right outside the Memorial Hermann booth. We are in the exhibition center, so it's loud. It's lunchtime, so it might get a little quieter. But we are meeting with some of the representatives from Erasti. So they're going to talk to us a little bit about what it is, what they do, and go from there. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself quickly, and then we'll move forward.
My name is Amy Davila, and I am a licensed and certified athletic trainer for the past 14 years, and then I've been with the Erasti Rehab Centers for the last 6 years.
And my name is Ryan Pratt. I'm a practice development manager in Houston with the Erasti Rehab. I've been with the Erasti Rehab Centers for 4 years.
All right, so let's talk about Erasti. What is it?
So Erasti basically is a group of healthcare providers that treat soft tissue injuries. So any sprain or strain, as long as it's not completely torn or fractured, our claim to fame is we can make people 95% pain-free within 3.2 visits, so very quickly compared to other types of therapies.
3.2 visits.
3.2 visits.
So someone comes in for 0.2 of a visit?
Right, no. So what basically every patient that comes through will fill out an outcome when they leave after every visit. So we're coming right up onto our 1 millionth visit through there. So 293 cases. But what they fill out is what pain level they're at and what improvement they had after each visit. So that's where we prove the results that we have. So those 3.2, it's because it's acute and chronic injuries, pain combined together. So that's kind of where that averages out through there. So normally 3.
All right, so you guys were just talking about you have some doctors locally. Are you guys here only in Houston? Are you in Texas?
So we have about 150 locations through 6 different states. So we have 120 locations throughout Texas. So we're really heavily populated through Houston, Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. But then all along, sporadically through some other larger cities. And then we're also in Chicago, Cincinnati, Virginia, Seattle, and then we were in Oklahoma.
All right, so let's get right to it. What is Erasti? You mentioned the soft tissue work and things like that. So you said if we suspect someone doesn't have a complete tear, that we can send them to you. So tell me a little bit more about what is it and how we go from there.
Yeah, so our doctors, every time a patient comes in, they're going to spend an hour one-on-one with that patient. The doctors are going to do a thorough ortho eval, some functional testing, neurological testing, even manual muscle testing to figure out what is truly causing that issue, what's the root cause. Then our doctors are going to do the manual manipulation of that soft tissue. So the best example I normally give to a patient is when you have a piece of chicken, you pull apart the chicken, the white stuff still hanging out. That's the glue that holds our body together. So that's the myofascial tissue that we at Erasti focus on. So that tissue has little to no blood supply, so it can't really heal itself. So once you have that adhesion, it stays that way. And that's what's compressing on your nerves and blood vessels, causing that pain, loss of range of motion. So until we address that component, you can kind of make the symptoms go away, but then that's why we have a lot of chronic things, because there's that adhesion. Something super simple can re-injure it or just stir it up and make it mad again. And so our goal is to go in there. Our doctors just use their thumbs, so no other modalities than that. They go in and correct that tissue and realign it to where it's no longer in that adhesion compressive state. So we remove that so it's no longer compressing on it. And that will increase their range of motion and decrease pain. After we do the manipulation, right after, we're gonna test them again. So we want to make sure we're making improvement. So we should see improvement within that first visit. We normally will see it within absolutely the second one. If we don't, that's a big part of our component too, is we don't want to adopt patients. We want to get them better. So if we aren't making a difference, we can't fix everything. And so we will suspect that something else is going on. So there's about 10% that there is a tear or there is something else going on that we do need to refer out through there. And we have a vetted referral source that will go through there. But then normally, again, going back, we do have really good results, so we'll see that results. And then the second half of that appointment is doing the rehab portion. So we actually do employ a lot of athletic trainers to do this because rehab is their forte and expertise. And so a lot of mobility exercises, strengthening, stretching, things specifically for whatever's going on to fix that problem and make sure that it goes away. There's a lot of research that shows doing the rehab immediately or stressing that tissue right after manipulating it is where we get the results that we do. So AROSTI, it's an acronym, so it stands for the Applied Integration for the Rapid Recovery of Soft Tissue Injuries. And so two things to take away is the soft tissue, so tendons, ligaments, muscles. So anything soft tissue and the rapid recovery. So again, getting them back very, very quickly, as fast as we can to help you out. So our goal is to support your efforts to get them back out there as fast as you can.
So I feel like there's a lot of stuff now about soft tissue, about, you know, I see you guys over there doing kinesiotaping and aligning the connective tissue, but when I was going through school, I don't think I ever heard anything like this at all as an athletic trainer. I mean, I went through an internship program, and I would say the education was definitely not premium, but is this something that's relatively new here to us as athletic trainers?
That's a great question, because even myself, so I was not taught this at all through school. Nothing to do with soft tissue or manipulating, not even foam rolling, which is huge these days, right, of going through there. So this was very new to me. I moved to San Antonio and had never heard of it, and one of my friends had brought it up about AROSTI. She was told that she needed back surgery, and she was on a lot of medication to control the pain. She was a collegiate volleyball player, and so we were trying to make her as strong as possible prior to her going into surgery. She kind of researched, and she came up with AROSTI, and she's like, what about it? And I'm like, I don't know anything about AROSTI, but, you know, anything's better than going into surgery to begin with. Let's be as conservative as possible. Came back and didn't need surgery, like, anymore, and medication had significantly decreased. And I'm still friends with her. That's been 8 years ago, to where I was like, all right. So I started sending other patients for various things. Like, I had friends that had wrist problem or shoulder problem, and they all came back with the same feedback that they felt so much better. So I had actually hurt myself and went in for a calf issue, was basically dragging my leg behind me and couldn't toe off. Went in for one visit, and literally after that one visit, I was able to do a calf raise, I was able to walk, and I was able to run after one visit. So I definitely had that wow factor, that wow moment. So then I've kind of learned through there. So AROSTI, technically the concept was developed about 30 years ago, right outside of Austin, by a PT. Her name was Susan Grimshaw, and she wasn't getting the results that she wanted based off of just doing traditional therapies. But then she started researching this myofascial technique, the release of that tissue, and started getting tremendous results through there. So there are a lot of different soft tissue techniques, so like ART and Graston, and, you know, there's various things out there. They all have their place and can get results. Ours is just taking the best of everything and putting it all together. And so, like I mentioned, doing the rehab afterwards, a lot of places don't focus on that part, and not combining that together is how they're not getting the same results that AROSTI is. And so that's kind of where we've done it. And basically also having those outcomes is what we've shown to insurance companies to get them. So we're mostly through Texas, through most of the cities, we are in network with all the primary insurance carriers, so all those private ones.
All right, so is this something that I could do in my own athletic training room? Because sending kids to the doctor is, for me, is very difficult. If I say, hey, go to this doctor, well, my mom wanted to take me to my own doctor, or my mom wanted to take me to my cousin's mom, who was a doctor in Mexico. Well, that doesn't really count, you know. And so it's just difficult to get them to go to a specific place. Is this stuff that I can learn to do in my own athletic training?
So a lot of athletic trainers and chiropractors and PTs are doing some type of soft tissue work. AROSTI, though, so that whole model, it's not something that you would probably do in your athletic room. Everybody that does AROSTI is employed through AROSTI. They will come in and they are taught the specific techniques to do that. So, you know, you could probably do another soft tissue work, but not AROSTI in general. And so the goal with that, too, is to increase the communication to where you feel comfortable with what we do, to where it's easier to refer to us and increase the communication to where you can talk about the patients with each other, you know, working as a team to get that patient better. With that, we also, part of it is a lot of education. So we want to educate that patient on, one, how to continue to fix that injury and how to prevent that from coming back. Because let's face it, like depending on what the sport is, there's a lot of repetitive trauma. And so they're going to continue to aggravate those areas. But there's some techniques that some mobility exercises or even some strengthening stretching exercises that we will teach that patient that they can start to do either continuously do throughout the season or if it starts to aggravate again, these are some things that you can use. So same thing with different athletic trainers is we've kind of taught them similar techniques as far as not the hands-on manipulation, but some of the other tools that we use that you can use in the training room to prevent them to have to go back all the time.
So you're talking about repeated trauma, and recently I went to a chiropractor just to kind of check it out to see what it was because they wanted to be part of our sports medicine team. And like, you know, I don't really know. And so then I finished and he's like, well, you know, we probably need to set you up with a set of 12 adjustments. And I'm thinking, so then what? You know, I come for these 12 adjustments and then my body gets back out of line. And so that's my thing is, what if someone has this overuse injury or whatever, this soft tissue thing, and they go see you guys for 3.2 visits and then they do this rehab, so you're gonna educate them, but then what does it look like after that? Like, so during the season, are they gonna have to keep coming to you every month, every week, every 4 times a year, that kind of thing? Tell me what that looks like.
Yeah, so our goal is, we have a weird business model. We actually don't want to adopt patients, so we don't want to see you. We want to fix you going through there. So again, with the education, so besides just repetitive with the different sports, we also see a lot of people that are desk jockeys, so they sit all the time. So we have neck problems and low back problems from sitting. So then it's educating them then on proper ergonomics and trying to change their way of thinking so we don't continuously have some of those repetitive things. But like, let's say a pitcher or, you know, so then they have elbow pain or shoulder pain through those things. If we can teach them some of those exercises to prevent that pain from coming back, that will help quite a bit. It'll at least prevent it from coming back as quickly or as severe. But yeah, again, the goal is to not see them. Like a lot of times they're, like say we had somebody that has twisted their ankle 4 different times. We have a lot of chronic issues and stuff going on there. So there may be a time that they have to come back and get like a, and this is not normal by any means, but like a maintenance visit, you know, like a one and done and kind of go out through there because they are aggravating it. But again, a lot of the times with just doing that, the rehab exercises that we teach them, they should be good. Like they should not have to come back and see us at all. So that's where we're a little bit different philosophy. We don't want to see you 12 or 20 times or whatever. We want to address that root cause to begin with. So we're fixing it. So, like, say a knee most of the time isn't from, it's not hurting from the knee, unless there's a traumatic injury. Somebody, you know, ran into them or an ACL tear, they, you know, stepped wrong, whatever that is. Most of the time it's coming from ankle instability or hip immobility. So those two joints aren't working properly. So we're going to address that component too. So through our testing that I talked about to begin with, we're going to do a lot of functional testing, see what's going on. So we'll have them, like, do an overhead squat. We can see that, you know, their knees are going over their toes or they started leaning to one side or the other so that hip's not working properly. So we're going to address that component as well of, you know, do we need to get there and address the soft tissue component or does just doing rehab on one side to strengthen it, that's going to offset that knee from not hurting. So really being a problem solver and fixing the whole root cause of what's causing that pain.
All right, so it's really interesting, and it's something I really want to learn more about. But like I said, just sending people out, and then you know, we'll continue the conversation here afterwards about improving the lines of communication because I have one chiropractor guy that comes in and does some soft tissue manipulation. Dr. Eric Ramirez is good, and he's come into the athletic training room a couple times, worked with patients, and I have a girl that had a hip flexor issue. She's a runner, about a distance runner. She had an issue last year, so we shut her down. She was feeling better. She was, you know, pain-free and running, and then all of a sudden it came back. So for 6 months, we're dealing with this. And so I was like, you know what? We've sent you to the doctor for x-rays. We've done sent you to the doctor for MRIs and all this other stuff. And so he came in and did some manipulation, and then all of a sudden she's pain-free and she hasn't been back. And so it is one of those things, like, I'm not shut off to it. I'm open to it. I just don't know enough to do it. So I'm really interested in beginning the conversation to see if there's something different I can do, some way that I can better serve my students. So.
Yeah, no,
that's really what we're, like Amy said, we're here to bridge that gap and make sure that, like, you have communication with the doctors, and putting respective athletic trainers in connection with our doctors in those respective areas.
Yeah, part of it too is, you know, based off of the parents releasing, like doing the medical release, and you know, our doctors will also ask, like, does your athletic trainer know that you came here for this injury? And if they say yes or no, to based off of that, then they're going to say, do you mind if we communicate with them, you know, based off of our findings? And if you do, then here, sign this medical release. And then that way we can, you know, open those lines of communication so we can work together as a team. Like, we literally want to support your efforts to get those athletes back out there as fast as we can, and work together. We want to, I know in school, like, right, we have our medical team, we have our family physician, we have our dentist, we have our ortho. We love to put a ROSTI right there in there, so you have your doctor that we can work. There's a place for everybody, you know, and so we want to be that soft tissue component to where we can help you. I know a lot of athletic trainers have hundreds of athletes, and there's usually one, two, maybe three, depending on where you're at. And so it's very hard to give them that one-on-one time because you're dealing with a large amount of people, where that's our job. Like, we spend an hour with them and one-on-one through there to do that. And so we want to give them the very best care that we can. And then after we do it, we want to communicate. We want to be able to either text you or call you or whatever the best way to reach out to you and tell you our findings and let us help, you know, co-manage those cases together to where we feel better about working together. And so, again, that's my whole thing. I'm excited to be here at SWATA this year to continue to bridge that gap. Again, I've been here for, you know, 14 years, and I want to change the whole way of thinking about a ROSTI and athletic trainers. I want us to work together and do what's best for the athlete.
Yeah,
he's
taking pictures for us.
We also, something that we do with a lot of the other MDs, and again, as long as that medical release is there, it happens on our clinical documentation. So once our doctor does all their stuff, there's a button that we can push that'll email or fax you the results of what we found. So then you even know the outcomes, you know, what that patient said after they left. So it eliminates the student coming back and telling you something else. Because a lot of times you're like, hey, so how did it go? What did they say? And they're like, it was great. They pushed really hard. I feel better. And that's about all you get. So there's no diagnosis, prognosis, rehab. We want to eliminate that. We want to keep you in the loop of everything that's going on.
All right. Anything else?
We do have a great support system, so anybody that you do send, we try to make it as easy as possible for them. So if you refer them in, our team will reach out to them directly, verify their benefits, call them back, and let them know how much it's going to cost ahead of time, so there's never any surprises. And then we also have our own billing team as well, and call centers. We have great support to back up our treatment teams going through there. So we're going to take the absolutely best care of your athletes from every angle. So if there's ever any questions, you know, it's not hard to get a hold of somebody that's going to be able to answer it. We're not just going to kind of push you off through there. So.
All right. So, Amy, why don't we tell them how to get a hold, like how to find out more about a ROSTI in general, and then how to get a hold of you guys.
Okay. So a ROSTI, a lot of information. It's going to be www.arosti.com, and arosti is arosti. So that's going to be our website that you can get a lot of information. You can even watch a lot of the testimonials from various professional athletes and even normal people. So we see all that. And then also our phone number to call and to schedule or to find out more information is going to be 1-800-404-6050. And again, my name is Amy Davila. You can definitely reach out to me. You can call that number and they can give you my information. Or feel free to email me. It's Amy, so A-M-Y dot Davila, D-A-V as in Victor, I-L-A, at arosti.com. And I would be happy to help you and introduce you to a provider that's closest to you. Something else we're doing here, too, so if people come here, is we're offering complimentary treatment plans to any athletic trainer. So the best way to know what we do is to actually come and experience it so you can see, go through the whole process of getting evaluated, getting treated, experiencing the rehab, to where it's going to be much easier for you to explain it to your parents and to your athletes to know what to expect and why you're sending them there, why you think it's important. And so that's very, very important to me. I want to get that out to where you can come and experience that as well. So if you email me, I will, you know, hook you up with that provider and get you set up for a treatment.
I think that's really cool. That's the reason I went to the chiropractor, was because I was like, look, I can't recommend kids to go there because I've never met you. I don't know any
Absolutely.
Of this stuff. And I'm not sure that I want to go through 12 chiropractic adjustments and pay to have that, because they did the evaluation and that kind of stuff for free. But it's like, I'm still not sure that I truly believe what was saying. I mean, he did x-rays and showed some stuff, and I was like, okay. But if I was able to come to you guys and say, you know, hey, I've been having, every time I sit forward, leaning in the chair for a while, my low back hurts. So then you guys say, evaluate it, and whatever, maybe it's my hip, maybe it's my shoulder, or whatever, and then, you know, fix that. It's a lot easier for me to say, let's try this out, because I know that it works, not just I heard Amy sell me on it. But and so that's a really cool feature. I'm really glad you guys are doing that. I'm definitely gonna have to come get that from you guys and check it out. So Ryan, if someone gets a hold of you,
yes, if someone wants to get a hold of me, they can also reach me at the same 800 number, 800-404-6050. My email address is Ryan, so that's ryan.pratt, P-R-A-T-T, at Arosti, ARROSTI.com.
All right, and you said you're in 20 states? Six states?
Six states.
Six states, yeah.
120 locations.
120, that's what it is.
And just in Texas.
In Texas.
Okay.
Another cool feature, so besides just getting you treated, even with your athletes, like if we are evaluating them, and we find that it's something that we can't treat, we will refund their money. So, like, we're not in the business of making money, of taking people's money if we can't fix them. So if we're not finding results, like, we're going to send them away and get them to the right person. And probably we're going to refer them back to you guys to where you can use the people that you have that relationship with. But, again, our goal is to fix people. We want to fix pain fast and get them back out there. So, again, if it's something that we can't, we will refund their money and you know, not take it and run with it. So.
All right, very cool. Well, this is a sports medicine broadcasting live at SWATA. We're talking with Amy and Ryan from Arosti. Check them out. They give you all the information. Thanks.
Hey, y'all. It's Jeremy, host of the sports medicine broadcast. I really want to make sure that I thank the one person who supported me more than anybody, my beautiful wife, Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. So my beautiful wife, Sarah. So her name is going to be the key to unlocking your chance to win the November gift certificate at sportshealth.com. Again, my beautiful, wonderful, lovely wife, Sarah. You got to make sure you spell it correctly. It has the H at the end, Sarah, with an H at the end. That's the key to unlocking sportshealth.com/SMB's giveaway for the sports medicine broadcast. Make sure you check it out. Thanks.